back to another edition of the Pegcast. I'm your host, Michael Pagani, joined alongside Calgary defenseman Alexei Chychkin. Alexei, thank you again for coming on this edition of the Pegcast.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
My first question to you is, obviously, how have you been doing recently?
It's been good. It's nice to get a little break midway through the season. You know, we played about 30 games now, so you know, you get to head home now and spend a little bit of time with family, and then, you know, you're right back at it. And, you know, we're right back at it on the 28th. So, yeah, it's good to get some time off and, you know, right back at it.
I assume, like, most of your holiday plans are going to be spent with the majority of family, since you don't get to really spend all that much time with them during the season.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's nice to see them. Obviously, they come up a couple times. They came up for the teddy bear toss, so it's cool to get to see them then. And but yeah, it's a great time to be back in Vancouver. I haven't been here in a while, so it's awesome to see some friends too.
Well, let's talk about the last game before the holiday break. It was a 7-4 win over the Broncos. What went well during that game?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we kind of all bought in, and I think even the last week, you look at our last three games, we've done, you know, three tough opponents, but, you know, we've been able to win two of them and send the other one to shootout. So it's been a great week for us. And I think, you know, with a young team, we're trying to build and keep going here. And, you know, every single guy's kind of getting used to being in the WHL. And I think that's awesome to see.
You finished with an assist on Sean's goal there. What did you see on that play?
Yeah, I mean, I just, you know, play started in our zone. I kind of got the puck from Ben and, you know, skated on the way down. Really didn't really mean to get an assist, try to get it down, but, you know, it worked out at the end. And yeah, as you know, if you get a guy like that the puck, he's going to put it in the net. So, you know, you try and look for him, and, you know, it worked out well.
What's it like having him on the team? Because he's a bit of that veteran presence, right? He's been through the Dub many times, has played many seasons. So it must be nice to have that veteran presence that he brings.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he helps you a lot. You know, him and Galloway and Tyson are, you know, they're all three really good veterans, and, you know, they teach you a lot. And, you know, Shig's been through the system. You know, he's been to NHL camps, and, you know, you try and take a lot from him. You know, obviously he's a forward, but, you know, same with Galloway. I mean, you know, he's my D partner, and, you know, try and take the most I can from him and, you know, use it every day.
Was it kind of the plan going into the season to pair you alongside Galloway, to have kind of someone mentor you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think obviously it worked out. At the start of the season, I wasn't with him, but, you know, afterwards, I thought that, you know, we've been playing quite well together, and, you know, we're two big guys. And yeah, I mean, it's good. He helps me a lot. I think, you know, as an 18-year-old coming into the league, I think, you know, playing with a guy like that is really important. And, you know, he helps me every shift. And, you know, if I mess up or do something, you know, he lets me know about it. And, you know, it's great to learn from a guy like that who's drafted. And, yeah.
Well, let's get into a bit of your story. Who influenced you to get into hockey?
My brother played growing up and everything like that. So he basically took the same path as me, you know, played in the Burnaby Winter Club. And then he went to the BCHL. He decided to take the college route. But, yeah, I mean, he was obviously a huge influence, you know, when I was little and, you know, like running around 6 years old and, you know, getting to watch him play in the rinks here, it's awesome. Especially, you know, in the BCHL, is a pretty big fan, you know, but it's cool. It's awesome. You know, he got drafted to WHL, and, you know, obviously I was there with him, you know, every way, and, you know, didn't get to play up in the bigger leagues, but, you know, it's awesome to see someone in your family to do that. And then, you know, you kind of have a dream to chase after that.
There must've been so many mini stick battles growing up as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he was, from a young age, he was living away from home, so he was traveling around the BC, and he played for Trail Smoke Eaters and, you know, a couple other teams, so I didn't get to see him too much, but yeah, it was awesome when he came home for the summer.
Was there a player growing up who you wanted to model your game after?
I mean, I've always liked Victor Hedman. I think he's a guy who is very good at what he does. You know, he's a big boy too, so... Yeah, I mean, Victor Hedman, I think he's a guy who I try and aim to be like. And there's many, many other guys who, you know, are shut down role. But yeah, he's a really good player. And, you know, I try to play like him a little bit.
Also a two-time Cup champion as well, right? Won so many awards.
Yeah, he's a great player. You know, and it's what it, you know, you need a guy like that on your team to win the championship. And, you know, he's a great locker room guy too, I think. So yeah, that's good.
With all this talk about you being from Vancouver, did you become a Canucks fan growing up?
Yeah, I've been a Canucks fan, you know, all my life, so it's pretty cool. I'm also kind of a Cavs fan too, because I like Ovi. But yeah, I mean, definitely a Canucks fan. I think, you know, this year they're doing like quite well, so it's nice to see being back home.
Well, it's nice because this is their first like really good season in a very long time, right?
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, and I think every single year you're kind of hoping for them to do well, but you know, it doesn't really work out at the end of the day. But you know, I think the last cup run we kind of saw was in the and during the COVID years, right in the bubble. So that was pretty cool to see. And then, you know, now they're doing quite well. So try and watch as many games as I can back in Calgary. You know, I went to both Canucks games when they played against the Flames. So that was really cool to see. But yeah, I mean, you know, just, you know, those are the guys that I want to end up being like. So, you know, watch them as much as I can. And I'm going to the game Saturday against the Sharks too. So that'll be fun to watch.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we know how bad the Sharks are, so we should be expecting a Canucks win. I think that should be a foregone conclusion.
Yeah, hopefully.
There are like a ton of BC teams in the WHL. I mean, there's a whole division with them in it. Like, which team did you go and watch the most?
I mean, the Giants probably. I think, you know, even back when they were at the Coliseum, you know, I watch them quite a bit. You know, they're a team that, you know, you never really think you're going to play against, and you know, here I am playing them in January, so it's pretty cool. I think, you know, it's they're a team that I grew up watching, and you know, to play them soon here is going to be really cool. So I'm really excited for it, and you know, I have a lot of family coming out to the game too.
It must be a real homecoming for you when you have a lot of family and friends that go to Giants games, you know, and see you on the ice.
Yeah, it'll be really fun. I think, you know, most of my friends are here too, so it'll be really cool to, you know, you have to play them and see all the people afterwards, you know, because you know, most of our games are played out in Alberta, and you know, I don't know too many people out there. So yeah, it's really cool to come to BC. I think, you know, right after Christmas I'm here, and then you know, I'm here again. So it's awesome.
How difficult is that for you to kind of make that transition to Alberta, basically a province that you never really go and you kind of have to meet everyone? You have to start on square one again.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, you're there for hockey. It's good. You know, I think I have a lot of friends in the team. You know, going in, I was friends with David Adazinski and, you know, Carson Wedge, so I've known those guys for a while. And yeah, so you know, you come in here and it's like familiar grounds. And you know, I've been playing with Dave since I was, you know, 6'7", so it's awesome. You know, you come in there and those guys kind of show you the ropes, and it's nice. I think, you know, obviously you don't know too many people, but you know, my billets have been great. And yeah, you just, you know, you learn, you meet people along the way, so it's awesome.
How cool is that, man? Like you're sharing this experience with Dave, who you've known for so long.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, you know, we talk about it sometimes, like we never really thought it happened. Like, you know, we were way younger, like 6'7", you know, just you know, playing at the rink near my house, and now we're, you know, playing for the Hitmen together, so it's definitely a cool experience.
Well, let's talk about the Burnaby Winter Club program. What about their program helped you reach that next level?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've been playing there since I was really young, and you know, starting off with, you know, great coaches. I mean, they, you know, many guys helped me throughout my career there. You know, I mean, even with the academy, you know, I went into the academy there, and you know, throughout my academy experience, I won two championships, so that was really cool, you know, with West Van and BWC. But yeah, I mean, BWC is, it's an awesome organization. We played there for so long, and you know, so many friends now, and a lot of people who are, you know, now onto juniors into the WHL, so it's kind of cool to, you know, have friends all over the WHL, and you know, be able to play them each game. And you know, you've played with these guys growing up, so it's great. It's great for developing and all that.
I assume you stayed in touch with most of the guys that were a part of the program.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, just yeah, you know, everyone kind of gets split around, and you know, it's tough to stay in touch, but you know, you definitely do, because we've played together since we were really young. And you know, that's kind of the beauty thing about BWC is kind of, you know, you start in program with someone really young, and, you know, you kind of work your way up, and obviously some guys quit and stuff like that, but, you know, some guys hold together, so it's awesome.
What do you remember about the pandemic stopping all sports?
Yeah, it was tough. Yeah, we were in the playoffs. Obviously, weren't making it or anything this or that year. I don't think we're gonna do too well, but yeah, I mean, you know, you kind of found out about it in the playoffs, and those got canceled. So yeah, I mean, just, you know, at the start, you got to take time off, and then, you know, right back at it. But, you know, it's tough because you can get ice and stuff like that. So, you know, you're shooting pucks in your backyard and working out at home with, you know, Zoom workouts for our team. It was, and yeah, I mean, it was definitely tough for everyone. I think at the start, you're just like, oh, well, like, I wanted to get canceled because I don't want to go to school, right? But then after that, you're, you know, you realize, oh, it's, you know, 2 months that you're not seeing your friends and you're not on the ice, you know, and then 4 months. And, you know, the next season, we missed a full season to play, right? So we had to practices every day, you know. So, yeah, I mean, it was definitely different. I think it was a pretty cool experience, you know, it helped me develop. And I think that's awesome. But, yeah, I mean, it was tough. It was a tough time for everyone. And, you know, I think we got through it quite well.
I do remember like that, because it came around March break, and it's like, okay, like 2 weeks, extra 2 weeks, you know, not too big of a deal. Like, I could use that extra 2 weeks. And then it's like, oh my God, yeah. It's now 4 months, 5 months.
Yeah.
When is this thing going to end?
Yeah, I think everyone is hoping for it to, you know, cancel school and everything like that. And then you're ending up wishing to go back. So that's how it works.
How did the pandemic affect your development? You kind of touched on it a bit there, but was it kind of like, did it help with your shooting? Did it help with your, obviously it was hard to find ice, but with your skating?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I think shooting probably the biggest thing. You know, you're shooting pucks in the backyard. Strength too, I think, you know, you're training every day. I didn't really have a home gym, so, you know, I was filling up milk cartons and, you know, lifting those. So it was, yeah, I mean, you gotta work through a tough time. And, you know, I mean, yeah, definitely. I think shooting really helped. You know, obviously wasn't able to get on the ice as much. So, you know, not as much skating. But, you know, after when the season did start and, you know, we weren't playing, we were, you know, we had skating coaches and everything like that. So it definitely helped. I mean, you're doing way more training than you would be in a season. And, you know, when you're not playing, you're training way harder like you are in the off season, right? So you have nothing to, you know, rest your body for. So it was a good year. It was a good year for development. And yeah, I think my shot probably got way better.
When things started to open up again, you appeared in 5 playoff games with BWC. What was that atmosphere like?
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, it was our U18 year. We did awesome. I think that was we won that year. So it was really cool to, you know, be with a group of guys who I've known for a while and to win. And, you know, that's where I met Wetchie too. So yeah, I mean, it was awesome being able to win a championship. I've won one before in my U15 year, so it was really cool. You know, not knowing if I was going to make that team at the start, and, you know, then coming in and, you know, playing a big role, is, it was awesome. I really, really enjoyed that season, and, you know, got to meet friends that I'll know for a while.
It must have been, you know, it must have been a lot, I guess, a lot more fun, considering that you had gone through the pandemic, you had stopped the season in the playoffs, you come back and you win the champ, right?
Yeah, it was insane. I mean, like I said, we didn't play the year before, so making that team, obviously the U18 team, they were only taking a select few, so it was tough, you know, not knowing if I was going to play there, have to move to a different organization. So, but it was really cool. When I ended up on the team, it was awesome, you know, and to win and, you know, not be able to play the season before, it was really cool.
Are you superstitious in the playoffs?
I mean, you know, I'm pretty superstitious every game. I try to, you know, I don't really try and switch things up for the playoffs. You know, this year, yeah, I got quite a bit of superstitions, and, you know, so try not to make them affect me too much, but yeah.
The following season, you played in the BCHL. It kind of comes full circle with you, because your older brother, you said, played in the BC, right?
Yeah, he did.
So was the team that you played on, was that just the team that recruited your talents, or how did you end up joining them?
Yeah, so, you know, throughout that U18 season, we were doing quite well, and obviously a bunch of guys committed, and went to different places around. And yeah, towards, I think, you know, end of December, January, I started speaking with Merritt, and you know, they liked how I played. And yeah, I mean, they offered to sign me. I think that was really important, you know, because I hadn't really talked to many other teams. So, you know, they took a chance on me, and you know, the coach really believed in me. And there, you know, you don't got really scouts going out and looking for you like you do in the WHL. And you know, obviously the head coach really liked me, and you know, with that, it also helps, because you know, your kind of head coach likes you and takes you on the team. You know, I mean, usually means he's going to play you. So yeah, it was really cool to kind of have that experience of, you know, I think that was probably the coolest experience of, you know, I'm heading up to that league, and you know, it's where my brother played, and I watched these guys all the time. So it was really cool to, you know, for that to happen. And I was pretty pumped for, you know, a while there.
How did you find out that the Hitmen were going to sign you?
Yeah, so I was, I just actually been, I broke my hand last season in January, and I was out because I had to get surgery the fall, like following a few days. And yeah, I mean, I think I got one of my teammates was talking to the Hitman too, and he told me that they were interested in me. So I went out for dinner with our GM now, Gary Davidson, and they offered to sign me, which is great. I think they were just trying to see like if I was interested or not, right? Because I mean, in the BCHL, you have two options, right? Two options in hockey is to go to the WHL and or go to college, right? And you know, some guys go to the BCHL because they want to pursue that college option. So yeah, I mean, I, you know, I was, the college teams that I was were talking, they weren't really pushing anything through. So I ended up thinking that, you know, the WHL would be a great option for me, and it was awesome.
Was it a long road to recovery with your broken hand?
Yeah, it was pretty long. It sucked. I mean, you know, you're in the season, you're every single day in Merritt, and then, you know, I had to go back home because there's no recovery there and physio. So yeah, I got surgery in Kelowna, and then, you know, headed back home, and it was tough. You know, you're there with your teammates every day playing, and you know, you go through the ups and downs, but you know, with your hand injury, you can't do anything. You can't go on the ice, you can't shoot. The only thing you can do is kind of skate, I guess. But you know, yeah, there's nothing you can do. You just work out and, you know, hope for the best, hope for quick recovery. So yeah, I mean, it was definitely tough. I think it was probably one of the, you know, worst moments of the season.
And it sucks because like you can only spectate, right? And you're kind of, you have this itch to get back, but it's like, well, I got this injury that really prevents me from doing anything.
Yeah, it sucks. I mean, yeah, I think when Calgary was talking to me, I think they might have wanted me to come up earlier that year. So, but I wasn't able to because my hand injury, so that was out of talk. So it sucked. I think obviously I wanted to get back as fast as I could, but you know, at the same time, you want to recover and, you know, fully be back for the next season. So I think that was, it was really important to kind of sit out and do all the things necessary in order to fully recover and be able to play now.
How would you evaluate your game to this point in the season?
I think I've been playing pretty well. I think, you know, I think coming in, didn't really know what role I'd have. And I've really, you know, been able to play big minutes. And, you know, I think that's really, really awesome. And, you know, I think just stepping up my game from, you know, being in the BCHL, and now, you know, you're playing against guys who are, you know, top NHL draft picks. And it's really cool to see, you know, and play against these guys. It really gets you a lot better. Same thing with practices. I mean, you know, you're practicing against guys who are, you know, wanted just as bad as you do. So it's really cool. I've really enjoyed playing, you know, the entire year. And yeah, I think, you know, pretty good start to the season. You know, last couple of games have been better. And, you know, I think, yeah, just keep going.
How much of your game is built around your size? Because you are like a heavier, taller defenseman.
Yeah, I mean, I think you definitely got to use it to your advantage. You know, whenever there's a smaller guy or anything, obviously, the only worst thing about it is, you're going to take more penalties, right? Because, you know, there's a smaller guy. But yeah, I mean, you know, you try to use it to your advantage, you know, with strength and everything like that. And, you know, getting back to pucks, I think, yeah, I mean, you know, I try to use it as much as I can. And yeah, just trying to be hard to play against. I think that's kind of what I want to be, and not let anyone against score against me. So
you're still looking for your first career WHL goal, but what would it mean for you to accomplish that during this Vancouver road trip where you may see lots of friends and family in the stands?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you try and look for it, and so last year got it out of the way pretty early. I've had some opportunities this season, but yeah, I mean, it's, as a D-man, you're trying to focus on, your goal and what you're trying to accomplish. You don't really look at, things far past that. Obviously if the game works out, and obviously pretty sweet to score at home, but yeah, I mean, just trying to do my role, not trying to skate out and do things, that are out of the ordinary.
You guys are neck and neck with the Regina Pats for that, eighth and final playoff spot. What's going to be the key for the team coming up into the second half?
Yeah. I think, we've been really young, and, all these guys are just starting to get settled in. I think, just keep going. I think, you've seen this past week. I mean, we were able to pick up 5 out of 6 points with the shootout loss. And I mean, yeah, everyone's starting to get, kind of settled in, and it's been a lot of transition period for our team. So, lots of trades, cuts, things like that. So I think, we're headed in the right place right now. And, I think everyone's starting to feel that. So it's awesome to see around the room. And yeah, I mean, obviously we want to make the playoffs. I've heard a lot about, last year's run when Red Deer, that was pretty cool. And we want to make the playoffs, and I think, we'll be able to get there.
Have you played in any Teddy Bear Toss games this season?
Yeah, we played against ours? Or,
well, it could be yours, it could be anyone else's, because I know for me, like, I love the Teddy Bear Toss. It's one of my favorite events in the CHL calendar. So I was just wondering if you had played in any.
Yeah, ours was really cool. We had a really big one, basically fully sold out Saddle Dome. So it was really awesome.
Go ahead.
No worries. I mean, last year we probably 600 fans, and this year jumping up to 20,000 or whatever it was. So it was really cool to see. Really cool. And, to be able to play in front of that and be able to be on the ice for that was really cool.
With this being your first year in the WHL, like, how weird was it seeing thousands of Bears fall on the ice?
Yeah, it was insane. I think I watched some videos from years prior, but you never really expect until it comes, and all game you're kind of itching for it, and other guys are itching for it. So you're every single time you're in the ozone, fans are ooing and awing. So it's cool. I think it's a different game. I think you try and keep it the same as every other game, but it's a pretty big deal, I think, for the community and stuff. And after giving the Bears to Children's Hospital, it's a cool experience. I think it's an awesome holiday tradition.
How awesome is it to play in the Saddle Dome? Like, you're sharing the same ice as the Calgary Flames.
It's awesome. For me, as some of the guys kind of look at me weird, but I like to watch practices and stuff like that. And the away teams and stuff practice right before us. So, in between meetings and stuff, going out on the ice and watching, guys who you've looked up to as a kid. And I think for everyone else who's a vet here, they kind of already know it, and kind of get made fun of it for sometimes. But yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty cool. It's awesome to see, guys who you aspire to be. So it's awesome.
Just trying to soak in every moment of it.
Exactly. Yeah. Just trying to get as much as I can from it.
Throughout this season so far, what has been your favorite and least favorite arena to travel to?
I mean, I'd probably say most, like, my favorite probably be either Red Deer or Lethbridge. I mean, it's pretty close. Red Deer is also really cool because we kind of have a little bit of rivalry against them. So it's awesome. I mean, I think the last time or second last time we played there, it was a fully sold out crowd. So it was awesome. Just coming in there on a Friday or Saturday and then, getting to see that crowd and, trying to win and, with the rivalry with Calgary, the Battle of Alberta. So it's awesome. It's great. I think that's probably my favorite place. And yeah, until I get to Vancouver.
What's your game day routine like?
Yeah, just honestly depends. I think, we play different times. When we play at 7 PM, it's, I wake up eat breakfast and then go for a walk with one of my teammates. I live right beside Oliver Tulk, so you know, we usually go for a walk together, and after that, you know, come back, nap, eat my pregame, and then head to the rink. So it's awesome.
What's in it for breakfast? Is it the Vector cereal, Lucky Charms? I'm a big Cinnamon Toast Crunch guy myself.
I like Cinnamon Toast, but usually, for pregame, I try not to eat that stuff. I go some eggs and, you know, maybe some ham or sausage, something like that.
Oh, I love ham. Ham is a great type of meat to have before a game. I'm telling you, it is awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Carson Wetch and Carter Yakimchuk got named to the top prospects game, which is a huge honor for themselves. What does it mean to play with those guys who are so talented?
Yeah, I mean, I've known Wetchy for a while, and it's, you know, it's pretty cool, and you know, really proud of him. You know, I think obviously being drafted that year that we were together is, you know, and now being here is, it's really big for him. You know, I think he's a big guy, and you know, really strong, and you know, he's gonna play at the next level. So it's cool to see those guys doing so well. I mean, you know, coming in, and you know, Yak, you know, is ranked and top of the first round, middle of the first round right now. So it's awesome, you know, like playing with him, and you know, some games like Galley's out, I, you know, we're D partners, so it's awesome. And you know, he lives right next to me too, so it's pretty cool because we get to see each other, you know, right off.
So I just have a couple kind of rapid fire questions here. I'm gonna start off with, what is your favorite TV show right now, if you watch any?
Favorite TV show?
Yeah, or movie. Yeah, it could be anything.
I'll just say I like The Office or Friends. Yeah, pretty easy.
Yeah, that's a good one to binge watch, I find.
Yeah, I mean, I've watched it a couple of times, so you know, just throw it on late night and you know, just wind down to it.
What's your go-to Christmas movie?
I mean, you know, I like Home Alone. I'm a huge Home Alone guy, but you know, last night I watched Elf, so you know, it's that works too.
Yeah, see, Elf is a huge tradition. Like me and my mom, we always watch it every Christmas. Yeah. We love that movie.
Yeah, it's awesome. Watched it last night, so it's a good way.
Do you have a favorite vacation spot?
Like, I mean, just go-to location, probably Cancun, Mexico, just family.
So I've never been to those types of places. Like, I love Ottawa. Ottawa's my go-to vacation spot.
Ottawa?
Yes. So much tourism there. It's awesome. Like, I love the museums. I love everything that has to go about it.
Cool. Like Parliament and stuff?
Yeah. So Parliament's there. There's like an art museum, the War Museum. There's like this kind of Diefenbunker Museum, which goes back in time, and there's some historical significance there. So like Ottawa is a great spot for just walking around. Really? Yeah.
I've never been, but yeah.
Yeah, so that's my go-to. It's weird because like it's cold in the winters and it's obviously hot in the summers because it's cold, right? And so, you know, a lot of, when they ask players that question, they're always like, yeah, and these tropical places. And here I am like, yeah, I love going to Ottawa.
Maybe I'll have to check it out.
Why do you wear the number 8?
My brother wore it. And I think, you know, I think my brother, I was, you know, a huge fan of his. And then obviously the huge reason is Alex Ovechkin. You know, I think he's probably my favorite player. And yeah, just when I saw the option was available, I obviously took it.
Was 77 not available then?
No. I like 5.
5. Or okay.
We can't wear numbers above 40. I think for some reason.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
My last question to you is: do you have any advice for younger hockey players?
You know, just keep going. I think, you know, if you like the game and everything like that, I mean, you know, I wasn't drafted to the WHL. I, you know, didn't really get any looks or anything like that. And, you know, here at 18, I'm playing here. So, you know, I mean, you know, you get drafted at a very young age, you know, 14, 15. And, you know, I know how it is not to get drafted. You know, it's obviously a bummer. And, you know, next few days, obviously, feel a little bit crappy. But, I mean, you know, just keep going, you know, you can make it. And, you know, there's many people who are undrafted and then, you know, end up going to the NHL. So it's, yeah, just keep going.
Well, I'd like to thank again, Alexei Chichkin, for joining me on today's podcast. Thank you again, Alexei.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.